Good evening all. It's Friday evening at last, thank goodness. Fridays take a long time to come round, and when they get here, they go all too quickly, don't they? But let's enjoy Friday evening whilst it's here. Yesterday, I posted a boo, which may have come across as being a little strong in its criticism of QAC, Queen Alexandra College, and Site Village. I basically compared their sort of lack of late opening times in Site Village, which is basically an exhibition of technology and other services aimed at visually impaired people, their lack of opening hours into the evening. I compared that with service providers who insist on disabled people coming out in the middle of the day to access their services, and asked the question, why was there this assumption that visually impaired people don't work and are therefore fine to just come along in the middle of the day to things? On reflection, and having listened to VI Podcasting's response to me, I was perhaps a little bit too strong in that. VI Podcasting was concerned at my use of the word grumble. I have to say, I did actually, and I've said this to him in a private message as well, I meant it in a fairly light-hearted sort of way. If I really was upset about it, I would have used a much stronger word than grumble. It was more just a sort of express my concern. I suppose, you know, it's an issue, it's a genuine issue which does bother me, the fact that I think some organisations do assume that it isn't a problem for a visually impaired person to access certain services during the day. And as somebody who works, that is an issue for me. And, you know, I don't think that assumption or that requirement is placed upon people without a disability very often. So, you know, it is an issue that I was concerned about, but I didn't mean it to sound like an attack on either VI Podcasting, Site Village, or QAC, and obviously apologise for any perception that I gave, you know, any... I can't get my words out now. I apologise for suggesting that, if that's what I did. It was more posing the question. You know, there are a good number of visually impaired people who I'm sure would love to get to Site Village at some point, and just see what's about in terms of technology and things. But for whom taking a day off work to do that would be somewhat disproportionate, and were the exhibition even just for one evening, so let's say the first evening, available until even just 7 o'clock in the evening or something like that, it would be a lot easier. So that's all it was, really. I won't keep rambling on, but as I said, sorry for any offence caused.